Praise Yahweh, everybody. Praise Yahweh. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight right here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, the transmitting jewel of the South, around the world tonight, visiting you in the spirit of a drink offering. You know, a drink offering is something to commemorate, an occasion to celebrate. You know, the Messiah, after he had overcome, after he had fought a good fight, after he had kept the faith, and tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are so thankful for today. Today has been a blessed day of receiving tithing and offerings, and from the great state of Mississippi, $1,000 to go to the Seasite Building Fund in Sweetwater, Tennessee. And from Binghamton, New York. Boy, New York came through today. $500. And Knoxville, Tennessee. A silver offering. Praise Yahweh. And then a cash offering from Knoxville, Tennessee, from my good brother Larry down in the great state of Tennessee, coming through tonight to offer up what we would describe as a drink offering. You know, he's still waiting by the well, and everybody was coming there to drink, and this majestic king, and we're working on a certificate of honor of the favors and those who have given and those who have helped us and those who have brought about a miracle that deserves a drink offering. Now, you know that in the book of Leviticus chapter 23, where we're going to build our message tonight, starting with verse 13 through verse 37, it talks about three times in the chapter alone that the drink offering is mentioned. Three times. Now, the woman at the well had to draw natural water. She had no idea that she is about to encounter a man with a drink offering. Now, he offered her a drink offering. In the feast of Passover, official death as the type of the Messiah being the Lamb, of all of Yahweh's dealing with man, man must be redeemed. He shall not live by bread alone, which is the three festivals that we're going to talk about. And the three times that the drink offering is mentioned, it's a result of what we are to do as commanded to seek after the things that Yahweh has wanted us to receive, and Yahweh's drink offering and Yahweh's well account and the scriptures that's related to it to give you a blessing to drink from something other than what we would call the natural. Christ told her, if you drink of this water, you're going to thirst again. It's water is a necessary element in our life. We are three quarters of water made up in the body that we live in, and so we need water. But most of all, we need the living water. And you know, to engage in these three festivals that we talk about, you have to have a feast site. Now I'm amazed. I was sitting here thinking how long that we have planned and purposed in our life to have a feast site free of debt. And ladies and gentlemen, we are within of purchasing a piece of property. We've already, now isn't that strange? Right here where I'm fixing to, as Linda queued up for us tonight to play, drinking from the well. If you'd ask me, Christ said, the Anointed One, the Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body, who came to the very well that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave it to his son Joseph. And right there in that territory, at Bethel, where the hand dug well, and I believe it was artesian, because when Abraham dug this well, I believe he struck living water. Now, you know that when Abraham labored to dig the well, to get the water, that the Philistines, if you read the book of Genesis, you'll find that everywhere that Abraham went, and everywhere that Isaac went, and everywhere that Jacob went, the devil was trying to stop these men of faith from digging a well. Now, they dig it and get water, and the Philistines to control the water. It's just like the same thing going on today. The government wants to control everything. Very soon, they will. It'll be like a famine, as Amos had said, and we're going to get into what he said about it. Not for bread or water, but for hearing the word. Now, we've got enough people, and I'm amazed. And also, the great state of Pennsylvania registered today with a love gift for the property of $250. And we thank Yahweh. You see, this adds up. And it gives us an opportunity to praise Yahweh. Now, we've got about $14,000 or $15,000. We're saving $1,000 for clothing, and that leaves us makes it $144,000 plus the $250 that we'll probably have to use for closing, but it's $144,000 approximately, and so we're waiting. Now, Christ was by the well, and he was waiting. Are you waiting tonight on the Messiah, or is the Messiah there waiting for you? And that's the question tonight. If you've got in your heart, and you see our need, and want to help us, the door's still open. You see, the door will close after a while. I was hungry, and you wouldn't visit me. David said in Psalms 37, verse 25, one of my favorite. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the brothers in Michigan tonight. We're going to have a brother from Wisconsin that's sending us an old-fashioned cook stove. And we got our brothers riding up to the Mackinac Bridge in Upper Michigan. And I don't know how these things come about, and we coordinate them through radio, but this brother offered a old-fashioned cook stove. Now, this cook stove is in very good condition, and it came out of an old German home, farmstead, up in the state of Wisconsin. And there's a lot of good Lutheran, Germanic people in the state of Wisconsin. So we send you a shout-out tonight for the brethren that are going to meet him to pick up the stove. They decided to meet halfway, and the Mackinac Bridge was a landmark of the meeting, and tonight about midnight or thereafter, they will hook up. We got three brethren from the Common Faith and one brethren from Wisconsin coming down, and they're going to hook up. They're going to load that cargo that the Wisconsin brother is delivering to the bridge. And sure enough, they're going to bring it to the festival site as they come down. And this is volunteer work. David said in 37, verse 25, listen, if you'll give, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to tell you a principle here. We're not just begging for your offering. We're giving you principle, divine principles of the common faith of the holy, majestic order of the royal house of Yahweh at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee, where we're going to be possessing, Yahweh willing. And the devil don't get into details. He's tried to, you know, we've had to sweep him out with the Holy Ghost broom two or three times because he got into details and bogged it down, and we're still bogged down in certain areas. But we're going to get redemption because we are at the point of living water, the site wholly owned by Yahweh. We don't have to answer to nobody but Yahweh. We're going to have charity in our heart. We're going to have love in our heart. We're going to treat everyone, whether they got money or they ain't, welcome. We've got doctors and we've got lawyers and we've got men of renown, very important men, what I call, they've achieved things in life and they belong to our assembly. We're just not a bunch of haphazard has-beens or never-was or wannabes. We are the king's children of the royal house of Yahweh. And we are purchasing this 20 acres in Sweetwater, Tennessee. It's centrally located in the state of Tennessee. And the state of Tennessee is bordered by more states in the Union than I think there's one more state that equals it, but none surpass the borders that Tennessee touches. Now, it's called the Volunteer State, and we've had people from all over the country, California, Missouri. Well, little sister gave us a big bag of silver and a cash offering. And, of course, she's always supported. She's one of our supporters anyway. But she got baptized, and, boy, she poured her heart out and rejoiced. And that's from the state of Missouri. We got a brother that, two brothers in Illinois. I mean, how did they ever? Man, these are great men. I've got to visit the state of Illinois. I've never been in the state of Illinois. But I've just got to, if I ever get close to the border, like Texas, I've got some brethren in Texas that call me quite often and fellowship with us here at Tazewell and have visited and rode a Greyhound bus. One brother, literally, I'm telling you, he hitchhiked and mostly walked. When he got to my front door about midnight, and I didn't even know the brother, I'd never met him, come to my door around midnight after walking at least halfway from Texas. Now, I'm talking about way down in the, and you know Texas is a big area. He walked. And he literally wore his boots out, his walking boots. And his feet, ladies and gentlemen, you can ask my wife, they were so raw from walking, blistered and busted and blistered and busted, and they were raw. It took him almost a week to recover the blisters and the burns and the rawness of walking that far. That's how dedicated he was. And he had a guitar on his back, and he had a few clothes, and he started with maybe $5 in his pocket. I'm honest about this. I have been young, David said in Psalms 37:25. Listen to this. And now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And ladies and gentlemen, he spent that $5 in food. He tried to ration it out, and I think it only got him a couple 300 mile, mostly walking. And so he kept on walking. He didn't turn back when he ran out of money. And lo and behold, he got so hungry that he almost fainted. And when he was continuing, he slept in the log, the woods, the pine trees and the nettles were there to make him a bed. He gathered up some nettles and he went to sleep. And he woke up, he said, sometime early in the morning before daylight. And he felt refreshed for some reason. He felt like getting back on the road early. And he said he had walked maybe a couple hours and without getting a ride. And he knew that he's going to have something to eat. And all kinds of things went through his mind. Well, you need to, you know, stop at this farm and go in and knock on the door and stuff like that. And he remembered Psalms 37, verse 25. And lo and behold, about the time that he thought that he would have to break the scripture and beg some bread, on the side of the road laid a wallet He saw it as he walked up on and approached. It caught his eye. And he thought, well, my heavens, somebody's lost their billfold. And he reached down to pick it up, and there was $160 in the billfold. And it had the name of the person, all the ID and everything. He picked it up, and he looked at that money. And, of course, he didn't have a dime to make a call the person, and I believe the telephone number is on there. But he decided that this was a blessing from Yahweh, that her loss was going to be his gain. So he took the $160 out, and he came to a little town, and he hunted the post office up, and found the post office, and he purchased a little shipping bag, put the billfold, empty now, with a note. Sister, I am just a wayward stranger in this little town that I found your billfold on the side of the road. I don't know how I got here, but I have taken and borrowed without your permission, and I beg you to forgive me. I've taken $160 that I found in your billfold. I'm returning the billfold and shipping it to you. And if you will be so kind, I'm going to give you my pastor's address that I'm going to. And would you please mail me a postcard with your address on it? And when I get a job, I promise you, I will reimburse you and give you $20 extra for your trouble. And he mailed that out to this woman. And like 2 or 3 weeks, we got a postcard with her address on it and her telephone number. And she said, call me, collect. And she had some papers. The brother didn't even go through her papers, but she had some kind of a valuable paper that she was so overcome with his honesty that she said, please, accept the $160 as a love offering on my behalf to you, that I have given this to you because you returned something very valuable to me in the billfold. No one else I know would have done it. They would have taken the money and thrown the billfold in the ditch. So, you see, Yahweh said, I was once young through the prophet David, but now I'm old and I have never seen the righteous forsaken. And you know, we were standing by the well seeking water. Now, we shared water out of other cisterns. I'm honest. We had to drink water out of motel rooms or hotels. We had to, you know, some of the brothers and sisters would donate their property very kindly in their homes and you know, and made us welcome and things of that nature in their homes and around their homes. And we tried to be as clean and decent and appreciative of their home and their privacy and things like that, because it's, you know, when you have 75 to 100 people together around your old home place and them in and out and stuff like that, it does get wearisome. The Bible said don't go visit your neighbor too often, lest he become worried with you. And we know that Yahweh don't want us to be a worry or a bother. And finally, after so many, I marvel at why it took us so long, but it did. Maybe it was experience. Listen to this. This is the Messiah's word in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 32. Have you ever been down and out like this brother that walked? Me and my wife, she washed his clothes when he got here. And ladies and gentlemen, you wouldn't believe how bloody his socks were. And she had to take them out and dispose of them. They wasn't washable. And we went and got him. His hair was down to his shoulders. And I think he had just got out of prison. And he heard me on the radio and made a vow that he was going to look me in the eye before he died. And he got out of prison. I think he had about few bucks in his pocket, like I say, and he headed out. He thought he would get a ride. And he told me, he said, Pastor Buddy, He said, I don't believe that he got a ride till he got to Knoxville, Tennessee. And that's about 50 miles from where I live. And finally he got a sister stop and picked him up that lives here in the next county. And she brought him to Tazewell out of her way about 40 or 50 miles. But she delivered him. And I believe that that was maybe out of the trip. Maybe that was only the second or third ride that he had got, because he looked like a hobo. And you know, today it's so dangerous to pick anybody up, a stranger. And no doubt that woman that was drawing from the well. And the Messiah said, as she was trying to live in the external physical sense, as the Philistines were filling in the wells of Abraham, Jacob, or Isaac and Jacob, they were always persecuting these three great men that dug wells and hit water. They would come along to control the flow of the water, to run these wayward men off, strangers in the land. They would fill the wells in to keep them from living there and camping there and drinking the water. See, water was a valuable commodity. It's going to be very valuable again. We need water. Do not worry, Matthew 6:31. Do not worry saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek for these things. But you are to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. For the Father knows that you have need of these things, and if you seek first the kingdom of heaven, these things shall be added unto you. You people that have given to us, some of you have given deep. Some of you have given all you've got. I mean, the last time you've got. Do not worry. The Father knows what you've given and what sacrifice you've made to help us to get a place in Sweetwater, Tennessee, the King's Gate Inn. I've got a 12-foot banner right now that we're waiting to stretch over the entrance gate of this property. It's already gated. We don't even have to put up a gate. And when we went in, the first time, the Father spoke to me and said, call this place in Sweetwater by the well. There's a well on the property, ladies and gentlemen, and it's 700 feet deep. Seven is complete, and we're fixing to have a new beginning of water, and it's some of the best tasting water that you can drink. The folks there are so excited about the well that they dug and how good it tasted without any filters or whatever. But do not worry. For you tithers and you givers who have helped us purchase, we're almost at the closing point. Now, that's going to come up on the 20th when we were going to close. And we're 30 days ahead of schedule so that we can possibly, just possibly, if we can keep the devil out of the details, and we can have the faith to overcome the devil's opposition. You see, when you would do good, say it with me, evil is always present. Look at Matthew chapter 7 with the 700-foot well. We're standing by the well now. We're fixing to drink living water. We're fixing to come together and have drink offerings in the festival of Leviticus chapter 17, where we're at drinking from Leviticus chapter 23, the festival chapter, verses 13 through 37. Drink offering. Three times in the chapter, a drink offering is mentioned. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at Tabernacles, on the night of the 21st, Yahweh willing, and we can get to the property, we're going to open the best wine that we can afford to buy. And we're going to pour a cup on behalf of a drink offering and offer it to Yahweh and to all of the majestic orders that have contributed. We're going to salute them, going to raise our cup in the name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower where the righteous run into it and are safe. Now, if you notice that the Feast of Tabernacles is consequent upon the death of the Messiah, the nation of the Hebrew sons of Jacob, entering into the rest of Yahweh, right on the Sabbath, on the 21st, a high holy Sabbath, we're going to have a drink offering, which is the things that we're going to produce in faith. These are the things that are to happen. That the nation of Jacob's sons, the Melchizedeks, who are now the majestic order, were to be regathered on a place owned and controlled by the Holy Ruach, or the Holy Spirit, where we're going to welcome those at the Feast of Tabernacles in relation to the accomplishment of those who have given, and especially when we're coming up on the 17th of next month, which will be the Feast of not eating, but we're going to call it the Feast of Atonement, living on the spiritual water, the living water, or the life bread, the holy manna, the spiritual manna, and the spiritual water. And we're going to spend that day on the 17th. If you add 7 and 1 together, it's 8. At the end of that day, we're fixing to have in 4 days, typifying the rest chapter, where we're going to enter in on the 21st, on the high holy day of the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Ingathering for the house of Yahweh, we're going to have a drink offering. I have water to drink that you know not of. If you would have asked me, I would have given you living water. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so wonderful that the woman at the well, in the spirit of the sovereign eternal Yahweh, He has anointed us to preach the good news to the poor. He didn't send me to compromise on the name of Yahweh. He sent me to declare the only name given under heaven. Now, I have told you in repeated times that if you would just breathe and breathe deeply into your inhale and exhale. Now, we're always inhale here, but to exhale is to breathe the living Ruach, or the Spirit deep within you, the Holy Ghost within, Christ within. Without Christ, you're none of His. To proclaim the Spirit, or the minister of good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. If you have a need, I want to know about it. If you can't get to our festival, when we gather on the old-fashioned altar, now we're going to be building a altar, a supernatural place where there's living water, designed and brought forth through the Scriptures. Now, we've got Scripture for everything that we do. It is alien to what the bell box churches have done and built. It's nothing like it. It's entirely different. Did you know that the Bible says that my people will be peculiar people, called out, or called out? Now, if you're called out, you're going to be caught up in the first rapture. You know what that is? It's a gathering of the wicked and the fearful and the unbelieving. But if you're ingathered, you are to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You shall be released from darkness of the prison that you've been in. You're going to break free of the traditional church worship, which is vanity and vexation. You're going to proclaim the year of Yahweh. This is the year of Yahweh. This is the ingathering. This is tabernacle when we're going to lift the cup. And I hope that, trust that we can buy some of the best wine that we can get or afford. We probably won't have a lot to afford after we pay for the property. But praise Yahweh. If somebody would send me a wine offering, just for the wine, and I'll try to follow your example. If you know a good wine, good winemakers, preferably the wine that is not poisoned with additives and things of this nature. And we know that when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, the Messiah said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" Did you know that Elijah asked for food? Here the Messiah is asking for a drink because his disciples had gone into town to buy food. Now, they had to pay for food like everybody else. The Messiah was no different. And the woman said to him, "Why, I can't have anything to do with you because the Jews have nothing to do with me. I'm a Hebrew woman, a Samaritan from in northern Galilee." Now, where do you think that the Messiah was standing when she said that? He was standing in northern Galilee. Did you know that all the disciples were Galileans? Every one of them. Not one Jew in the crowd, except old Judas. And you know what happened to him. Like Nabob, who had shut up the compassion of his heart and would not meet the needs of David, who had never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed of bag and bread, he lost his life over failure to obey the rule of giving. I don't want you to suffer that same fate, because if Yahweh has spoke to you and told you to send your tithe and offerings to Pastor Buddy, who I'll see that every penny plus what we can rake and scrape and give, this is necessary for us to have it. She said, "Why are you asking me?" And he said, "If you knew the gift of Yahweh and who it is that asks you for a drink, if you only knew who it is asking you for our tithes and offerings so that we can take them and buy this property to have a drink offering place, a spiritual drink offering, a well of life at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee, where you can come. Now, you're going to bring your old tent, bring your bedroll, because we don't have accommodations, we don't have anything. The end, the meaning of the end, I-N-N, you know, when the Messiah came to earth, there was no room in the end. Well, here now, we're going to make room for you to bring you an old-fashioned tent, or make yourself a booth if you'd like to do that. Some people are very objective in trying to follow the Scriptures. We have no qualms about if you want to build you a booth with branches where you can see through the stars at night above your head. And this is what it's for. Messiah said, "If you knew what kind of a gift I had for you, you would have asked and He would have given you the living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep, and where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father?" See, she acknowledged Jacob was her father. Standing right on the territory where Jacob literally dug this well. And this well was given to Joseph, the son of Jacob. And this well was still running water after all these years. From the time of 1950 to when Christ came 2,000 years ago, the well was still running. Had to be an artesian well purposely for this encounter, for Yahweh to give us an example that He is our well of water springing up. And there's going to be a gusher of revelation and power coming from the well in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Right out of this area where Yahweh has chosen to put His name. And believe you me, we've got people that love Yahweh better than I do. They're more zealous. They love to build altars. They love to assemble. They love to cook and wait on people. They love to give their tithe and their offerings. It's a part of their nature. Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself? Now think about that. Think about the father of the Hebrew house of Israel. Not the Jews, but the Hebrew house of Israel scattered abroad. And the 12 men that was gathered to become the disciples, only one of them was a Jew. And he was an evil being. He was a devil. But the other 11 men, 22 feet and 22 hands. There's 22 light letters in the Hebrew language. Not the Jew language, the Hebrew. The Jews speak a form of Romanian Yiddish, Germanic Yiddish. I think that's a better word, Yiddish instead of Yiddish. The Messiah answered her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water that I give him will become in him." Listen to this now. "If a man believes on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Oh, I hope and trust that you can see the reality in serving Yahweh at a feast site. I hope that you can regain the importance. Did you know that in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, he said that everyone that will not keep my festival will be cut off? It's very important for you to fail not to assemble, and if it's within driving distance and you're able. Now, some people are invalid, some people are handicapped, and some people can't drive. I know a brother in Wisconsin, Brother Bob, he's in his 80s, his wife, both in their 80s, and his vision has failed him. But he told me, he said, "Pastor Buddy, I would love nothing better. I desire it in my soul to regain my eyesight where I can get in my car and me and my wife would drive down to Sweetwater, Tennessee." He said, "We would love it." See, people, there's some people that want to come and can't. Then there's some people that can and won't. Don't leave yourself in a position to miss the living water at Sweetwater at the King's Gate Inn. There's going to be rivers of life flowing, love, fellowship, joy unspeakable. Now, the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water." Whew. Oh man, I believe something started bubbling up in her heart. I believe for the first time in many years, suddenly there was a springing up of energy and joy of realizing that here she'd met someone that had inspired her to reach up and touch the living water giver. Do you have enough courage tonight to reach down in your pocket? We need a place to live outside the tent. This year we'll probably put up the tent because we don't have a building. But I assure you, these men right now that's planning, carrying plans, making plans, saving their money and their tithes again to give. Now, some of you that have give till it hurt and give all you got, and you can't give no more, go back to the living water and ask Him to bless you. I've never seen the righteous forsaken for his seed begging bread. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? Isn't it wonderful that you can call on somebody? She said, give me this water that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. Listen what he told her. Go call your husband and come back to this well. And she said, sir, I have no husband. You see, a lot of people have a place or they're living with something or they're going to church and calling it their strength or their husband where they can get comfort. But if every time they go, they're still thirsty when they leave. These churches will leave you thirsty because they are drilling in a dry land and have no water. Truth is the separator. We've got this message through fasting and praying and prayer. And some people don't even think it's worth paying tithes to hear the message. They forgot where they were digged their well. They're going to go back and need it one of these days, and it's going to be dried up. The famine is in the land, not for bread and water. You can worry about that some other time, but you better make your calling and election sure. You better make sure that you keep Yahweh's commandments, because if you don't keep them, you are a liar. I don't care how much you say you love Him, but if you don't keep your Father's commandments, it's very well known that you're a liar, and it stands out, and it shows up, and you can't keep it hid. You're known by your fruits. I have no husband. The Messiah said, you're right. You don't have. The fact is, you've had five husbands. Listen to this now. This is amazing. The fact is, you have five husbands, and the man that you have now is not your husband. And what you said is true. Listen what she said. Sir, Rabbi, Messiah, I perceive that you are indeed a prophet. He knew that he was right over the target. I know now that you are a prophet. Oh my. Don't you know that there's prophets in Sweetwater, Tennessee? Don't you know that there's assemblymen? Don't you know that there are people that love Yahweh? We're just a little ragtag. Ragtag. When we got doctors, ragtag. You know, we're rags. We're filthy rags in the sight of Yahweh. We've got men of prestige. We've got attorneys. We've got farmers. We've got heavy equipment operators. We've got the whole gamut of collection of people that Yahweh sent to us. And I believe that He has put it together to fulfill and put in our heart to have a place, just like these people from Mississippi and Pennsylvania and New York and Tennessee that have given today out of the mailbox. What a joy it was to go to that mailbox. I kissed their letters. I anointed them letters. I prayed for those hands that had written the check and put it their love offerings in the envelopes and mailed them to me. I prayed for them. We're going to offer them up in Sweetwater, Tennessee on the drink offering occasion where we're going to drink from the fountain. For the time has come that the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for I seek these type of people to worship me. He's not in the big church buildings. Although it's nice to go to a big church building and worship. But you see, they don't worship in the commandment restriction that Yahweh's placed upon us. Here come the disciples back and seen that he was talking to the woman. And he said, Rabbi, you got to eat something. And then he said to them, I have, listen to me now, I have food to eat that even you know nothing about. It's that sweet spirit of Ruach. I'm telling you, folks, I've been filled with it. When I was a young man, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. And it's never left me. I've never hungered for any more of the Holy Ghost, because you can't get no more when you're full and running over. It's been joy to me. It's been a light to my feet. It's been a lamp of understanding. Oh, yeah, I've had trouble. Man, bring the harvest in tabernacles. We're wanting to see you there. Bring your tent. Park on property. The sisters tell me about a portable shower. I mean, it's like a solar thing, and it heats up, and it warms up the water. Now, if you could bring your own shower, portable shower, we can fill it up with water and let it warm up, and every once in a while you can take a shower. Praise Yahweh. Or we'll have a hotel room which is up the road, and you can shower. Praise Yahweh. And notice, he told the woman who believed on him, because she said, you're a prophet. He said, go and let this be known. And she went. And she told the people what Yahweh, I'd met this man that told me to give me a living water. And she said, you need to go talk to this man. He's very important. He's at Sweetwater, Tennessee. He's got living water. It's sweet. And the Bible says, they came to hear the words of the Messiah. And in verse 42, because of his words, many more became believers. Man, he taught them the plan. He let them in on the true way. Not a traditional way, or seem right way, or a Saturday way. Saturday is a Gregorian mockery to Yahweh's feast site and his tabernacle and his the ways to count the days of his Sabbath. Fail not, lest you have an unbelieving heart, fail to enter in on the fourth day, the rest. And then they came and heard him, and they said to the woman, when they met back up with her, we no longer believe just because of what you said, for we have heard him for ourselves, and we know that this man is the Savior of the house of Israel. Oh, praise Yahweh. My time is coming gone. I've got to get off here, ladies and gentlemen. I love you tonight, standing by the well, waiting on you at Sweetwater, Tennessee. Will be your friends in a permanent feast site. It'll be a place where Yahweh is always able to know. Indeed, that the very hairs on your head are numbered. You don't think that Yahweh knows what you've done for us? We give you all the glory. We praise you for being a favor, and we praise you for being someone that loves you. And we pray that Yahweh would bless you and give you knowledge. Randy's on his way up to the Mackinac Bridge, Miss Linda said. And we done told you that he's up there to pick up the cook stove. If you've got anything, if you've got a tractor, or if you've got a piece of equipment, if you've got a bush hog to keep our property clean, if you've got anything that you could donate, or if you've got money that we could go purchase, we're very saving. We'll go out and buy a used tractor. We don't want a brand new one, unless that you want to send us the money and instruct us to buy one. We'll save some of the, if you send us too much money, that'll be fine, because we'll go out and we will bless you, and we will remember you, and we praise you. Now, Russ is telling me that he could only hear from our website tonight, and I don't know why, maybe WWRB internet is not working. I really don't know, but he said, I can only hear you from your website. So we praise Yahweh. So if you can't hear us, you should have went to our website. That's oneyahweh.com, where we broadcast live on Headcast. Brother Bob sets it up and arranges it and gives us three options. We record here, we record on internet, Brother Bob does, and then he records on Edcast, and we have three recordings of the message, and then he puts it online for you to hear. So if you wasn't able to hear the message, you can go to oneyahweh.com, where Brother Bob will have this message, Yahweh willing, posted sometime tomorrow. So praise Yahweh, and we're going to love you, and we're going to praise you for loving Yahweh. Given it shall be given unto you, pressed down, running over fourfold. If you've got a problem that you cannot, you've been praying about it, you want to see a miracle, if you want to test me to see if I'm a man of Yahweh, why don't you test me? Try me. The woman at the well found out that she was dealing with a prophet. If you come to Sweetwater, Tennessee, and you're instructed in scriptures, and the Holy Ruach opens up your understanding, you'll know that you're dealing with a prophet. Not one that can be sold or bought out. I've been tried from both sides of that. When you do good, evil's always present. But I'm telling you, folks, Yahweh is standing by the well. Won't you call me tonight? That would be area code 423-626-2172. I'm standing by the well waiting on your call. I'll take it. Tell me what you can do for me tonight. If you got a love offering you'd like to send, let Pastor Buddy know about it. We'll give you a regular meeting as to loving Yahweh and helping us. If you'd like to write me and send me a love offering in a letter, you don't want your name on the radio, we won't put it on. We never put your name directly out there anyway. Sometimes we'll recognize the state that you feel from. We know that you appreciate your privacy, and we will never violate it unless you give us permission. Now, you can write me at Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, our address is going to be changing sometime in the next couple of months. We'll give you a new Sweetwater address. Post Office Box, or the box at the Kingsgate Inn, will come directly to the B side of Kingsgate Inn. We've got a banner that we're going to stretch across and welcome you into Tabernacles, which will start on the 21st of next month, providing we can get the property and get the devil out of the details. And we know that the devil don't want us to have the festival site open. But we fought long and hard and prayed. Many prayers have gone up. Many, many offers have been sent to my mailbox to help me to preach this gospel across the world in the name of God. Did you know what the Bible said? In the last days His name would be known. And I've got just enough courage to preach it worldwide. WWRB 3.185. We're so privileged to have this out and a voice to the world through WWRB. We call it the transmitting jewel of the South. We'll see you tomorrow night. Sponsored by Dr. Gary tonight, Brother Paul. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Send your offerings to them if you'd like to. They will get them to me. And we will see you at the King's Gate Inn on the 21st of October to begin the drink offering by the Well of Tabernacles. Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central on the Early Call. I'll see you then on the Early Show. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.